Hey, Jabal. Hey, how you going?
Yeah,
No,
good.
that's okay. That's fine, all good. I just wanted to check in. The girls sort of let me know what had happened last night, briefly. So I'm just wanting to, just to see how you are, if you're okay, what happened exactly, all that stuff.
Oh no, yeah, I'm all good. Bree was a bit heightened. And she was a bit triggered because her detox was the next day. She was packing her stuff in two boxes, but she needed scissors. But there's no kid scissors on site for her. There's only the scissors that, like, yeah, normal scissors, but we're not allowed to give it to her. I told her that, well, so at the start, I told her there was nothing because there was nothing. But the case manager must have left the scissors we used to do the boxes that day. But she said she was going to take it, so that's what I thought. She was going off, saying that I was lying to her face, and then there was a call. And she was, yeah, she was just about to hit us, and I was like, oh, just wait, I'll go look. So I went into the office, and I was like, oh, yeah. I looked in the office, and I found the scissors. And then I went to tell her that I found scissors, but she was too heightened, like, to even try and go back outside because she was threatening to hit us. And then she kept going off, and then yeah, she was just getting worse and worse, and then she's like, oh, all these threats I've made, they're nothing compared to what I'm going on plan for you right now. And I was like, what? And then she, and all I heard was her, like, swiping a knife on the carpet. Like, I heard a shing shing, and I was like, what is that?
Oh my goodness, okay.
Yeah, and then we knew that it was a knife. She started trying to smash into the office. And then we were trying to calm her down because she was saying, like, do you know who I am? Do you know who her grandpa is? And then we were trying to, like, convince her, like, we know her, trying to name some things that we know of, like her hobbies and stuff. And I mentioned that, like, oh yeah, we know you're indigenous and you're half, like, you've got Irish in you. And named, like, she likes art and her favorite artist. She must have misheard me and she said that I told her that she's not indigenous. And then she went even more off because she's really, like, entitled in a way. Like, she's like always tells carers this is their land and this kind of stuff. Like, yeah. Then it went worse. Then she says she's not letting me leave. So she sat outside the office door, and yeah, she broke through a corner of the steel barrier on the window, and she poked a knife through it, and that's when the active staff saw the butcher's knife, and then they backed off, and I was just stuck in the office looking at the knife hanging out the
Oh my goodness. So
window.
how did you get out then?
Oh, I called the cops as soon as I saw
Oh,
the
okay.
knife.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
no,
was like, oh no.
that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay, what a shift. That's a lot. Wow, okay. I did not even think it was gonna be that at all. That is crazy.
Well, there were signs throughout the day she was kind of talking to herself, but and me and Aunt had overheard her, like,
Oh, hello? 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 Hello?
That's what we thought.